Welcome into episode 91 of the Godly Young Men podcast, and we have a riveting, I don't know what you want to say, episode, but one that we've discussed around it. We've discussed similar concepts. We've discussed money, things like that. But this one, we really wanted to dig into the idea of materialism, because this is a, I don't know if you want to call it a vice. This is a problem for young men, I would say. You look around, you look at the Andrew Tates of the world, and wealth and the accumulation of wealth is a big part of a man's ego and masculinity these days. He wants the Bugatti and he wants the Rolex and he wants the whatever it may be. And you listen to rap music and it's all about wealth and materialism and things like that. And we can, as Christians, look at that and go, well, that's wrong. Okay, which that's true. Materialism is wrong. But there is a balance in enjoying life and enjoying things. And we really want to flesh that out in today's episode.
Yeah, so to me, this episode is basically going to hinge on one particular dichotomy, contrast, if you will. And that is, can you enjoy basically the two sides of like being very materialistic versus having money and enjoying the benefits of money, basically enjoying money. Can there be a balance between those two things, or is it both sides are bad and you should just kind of stay away from both? I'll go ahead and kind of give our thesis up front. We do believe that you can enjoy your money, that you can enjoy your wealth, you can enjoy the things, the nice things of this life that money can buy without being materialistic. And I think to Joe's point, a lot of times in the church, Christians can kind of paint wealth as bad, wealth is evil, love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and they'll use that to say basically any pursuit of money or any even lavish spending is looked at very negatively and kind of frowned upon and almost like, well, you really shouldn't be doing that. That's what we want to dive into with this episode, because it's interesting to both Joe and I, because we both have an interest in making a good bit of money. We both have an interest in enjoying the things of this life. But both of us, obviously, have no desire to be materialistic. We don't want to be materialistic. Hopefully, I don't want to speak for Joe. We're conscious of the fact that we very well can fall into materialistic thinking if we, you know, if we're not careful. And so that's really the gist of what we want to talk about with this episode. And it's going to be kind of a lot of exploration. I do have kind of three principles I want to talk about. But I really want us to kind of just explore this question of where do you cross the line of I'm enjoying the money that I make, I'm enjoying these things, where does it cross the line into materialism? So I kind of just threw out a lot of questions there, Joe, if you want to be thinking about how we're going to respond to those and thoughts you have.
Sure.
I do want to add some things too very quickly to what you're talking about with this is a huge temptation for young guys. This is how a lot of guys, listen, people think girls are the only ones that compare themselves to, you know, that girls compare themselves to each other and, you know, who's more attractive, whatever. For guys, guys are big into comparisons as well. And for guys, a lot of it is money. How much money do I make versus how much does this person make?
What car are you driving?
What car you drive versus what car does this person drive? Like, it's a status thing for guys. You know, you brought up Andrew Tate, like, but not even just him. Instagram influencers that are just driving these really nice cars. Guys, young guys look at that and go, oh my goodness, that's got to be me. I've got to get to that point. These get-rich-quick schemes that are, you know, kind of promising financial freedom, financial independence that these young guys just really get all bought into. And I think this large focus on wealth, this huge focus on money and getting more money, I think that very easily can lead to materialism. But I just, suffice it all to say, before Joe, I hand it back to you as we kind of continue to introduce this is a way that guys view themselves, and this is a way that guys compare themselves to other people, and or to other guys, I should say. And I don't know, is that wrong? That's kind of the question I'm wrestling with.
As you're talking about it, it's kind of like,
is that wrong or is that kind of natural? Like, I do think if that's all that you're kind of focused on, like, do I make more than this guy? Cool. Okay. Obviously, that's not the way to be as a godly man. But I do think there's almost something natural about having a level of pride in your work, having a level of pride in the position that you found yourself in life. I don't know, Joe, what are your thoughts on just that first question? Like, is that wrong for us as guys to do? I think for the most part, it probably is. But
there's a level of like conquering, taking dominion, you know, those type of things that I think a guy who is perfectly fine to live in squalor and to have a look, wealth is important. We're the first to say that wealth is important because you have to be able to provide for your family. In this day and age, it takes a lot of money, especially if your wife isn't going to work. Materialism specifically, though, is I need that to make me happy. I will be happy when I get the new Xbox, or I think PlayStation's coming out a new one, right? I just read this the other day. I'll be happy when I get that. I'll be happy when I can afford this car. I'll be happy when whatever it is. I'll be happy when is what leads to this materialism. That sure. Really is materialism played out. And so, yeah, that's why we have get-rich-quick schemes and why people invested in crypto hoping that there it'd be a ticket rather than just an investment long term.
Man, that's crazy. I can't imagine.
Could you imagine? Could you? Yeah.
Idiots.
No. Here I am. Yeah, yeah, I exactly. Like, this is going to be, because you did have people do that, right? It seemed like it was
people made millions. Yeah.
Millions by putting in, you buy some coin at 0.00001% and it gets anywhere close to 1% and you're richer than Elon Musk, right? Like, that's how this works. And so you get a lot of guys that go, okay, this is going to provide financial freedom. Maybe, sure. Independence, that's great. At some point, it tips over into, I need. I just read something. Who was it? And I know he got, it was Al Pacino, who was having to take all these garbage rolls when he was older. And yeah, it had something to do with some phony accountant or whatever that kind of fleeced amount of money. But these guys, Nicolas Cage was another one, lavish lifestyles. I mean, it's materialism like crazy. Nicolas Cage famously has a house full of all of these like stupid things, art and statues of himself and weird things that cost millions of dollars. When is enough enough? So we're laying out the case, obviously, like materialism is not great, but it is a vice for men that we fall into, which is on the back end of, it's really good to conquer. It's good to make money. It's good to be able to have financial freedom and support. We'll be the first to say that. It's very easy to tip over into materialism if we're not careful.
So give me your answer. Sorry, I'm asking you all these questions here. On that underlying question that I have, before we kind of get into some of these principles, which I think we would be remiss if we did not bring up these principles here in just a second. But I think I know your answer, but I just would, if you don't mind elaborating.
Sure.
Can you pursue making money and can you pursue like wanting to enjoy nice things? Maybe it's a nice car. Maybe it's a couple vacations a year. Maybe it's, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. Can you pursue those things and really want those things without falling into materialism, or are those two things kind of synonymous? What are your thoughts on that?
You can, but it's a thin line that you have to be able to walk, and that is the problem, and I don't always walk this amazingly well. But yeah, I think you can pursue both. I'm very curious your thoughts on this as well as how you might answer this. I think we're in agreement on this, that yes, you can. Yes, you can enjoy nice things. The problem is wanting to enjoy nice things. For whatever reason, if I said that I'm saving for a European vacation or if I'm saving for a Bugatti, those are viewed drastically different. Now, first off, one's drastically more expensive.
The European vacation, people are like, oh man, that's cool. Good for you.
Good for you,
man. The Bugatti, people are like, what is wrong with you?
Exactly. Incredibly materialistic. But both I'm saving for, both I'm spending ridiculous amounts of money on, maybe. Or if I save for a house and I get a kind of a nicer house. People look down, especially in the church, people look down on those that have a lot of wealth. A lot of the time we think it's different. We think that, well, we hold those people up. Not really. Yeah, not in my experience. I think we
look at people that drive that. Well, you see the preachers that get kind of crucified for the car they drive whatever. It's like, that's not really any of your business.
I'm related to a preacher that he got himself a new car. And it wasn't even new. I mean, it was used, but he got it, and, well, preacher, looks like you're doing well for yourself. We must be paying you too much. And he started getting all these comments about it. So, yes, we kind of do look down on it. I think you can enjoy nice things. I think you can pursue it. Where materialism crosses in is, once again, I do think the happiness and peace being tied into things is more problematic. And maybe that's where, as I'm thinking this through on this question,
yeah, thinking maybe out loud a
that's
bit.
Where I would draw the line is the European vacation is an experience with family.
Probably your family. Yeah.
That is going to create memories for a lifetime. One is a thing. And I don't even have a problem if a guy works really hard to get himself a Bugatti. I personally don't have a problem with that. But that's where people, I think,
you don't have a problem with people like wanting nice cars and like saving up for nice cars? That's crazy. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't. Surprisingly, I don't. Yeah. But having both sides of it, I think one would be an experience, one would be a thing. I don't know. Maybe that's what are your thoughts? That's a good
point. As I think about just this question specifically, can you pursue money or making money and wanting to enjoy nice things without falling into materialism? I think you can. I probably shouldn't even answer because you did such a good job of answering it. I think you can.
I don't know that I did.
I think you can. Is you just have to be incredibly, incredibly careful. As I think about this, I think a lot of this is going to come down to what does the pursuit of it look like?
Yeah.
I'm really big on that. Both of us are really big on this. Are you neglecting your family in pursuit of the wealth? Are you neglecting your spiritual duties or your responsibilities as a Christian in pursuit of this wealth? And if the answer to those two things is no, then I don't really have a problem. I mean, full disclosure, my wife and I have goals and plans to build a really nice house one day, hopefully sooner rather than later. That's a goal. That's a plan. I'm not obsessed with it. It's not something I'm consumed by every single day of how am I going to do this? I have to do it. That's where I think you can fall into with materialism. Same thing with a nice car or whatever it is. We got to just buy this vacation house. Like, that's when I think you fall into materialism. Is are you consumed by this? Are you obsessed with this to the point that you are neglecting other things, that you are not focused on what God has blessed you with? It's all very kind of abstract, I suppose. But I think you can. It's kind of a more common sense thing than we think of when you're falling into materialism. I don't think it's materialistic to want those things.
Right.
I don't think it's materialistic to be able to want to be able to go out to eat a little bit more often than you do now, or to be able to buy the nice house, or maybe upgrade to a nicer car without having to think about the car payment you have to make. I don't think that's materialistic necessarily.
No, no. The one kind of thing that we have not brought up, 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. It doesn't mean that, you know, and the pursuit of it, I should say. It doesn't mean that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money, and it's the root of all kinds of evil. Meaning, if we're not careful with it, it can create wreak havoc. It can create problems.
A lot of the evil traits that people have, the root of that could be the love of money. Is a lot of the ways that kind of the way that I take that. Let's get into these principles quickly, and then we can kind of explore from there where we want to go. So the first thing that I have on here is there can be vanity and emptiness to pursuing great wealth. There absolutely can be. Absolute vanity and absolute emptiness to pursuing great wealth. Ecclesiastes comes to mind. We've got chapter 2, verses 4 through 11 on our outline here that we're not going to read, but essentially Solomon talking about everything that he achieved. I mean, there's estimates that he was, you know, far more wealthy in as far as today's time or back then times compared to what Elon Musk is today, that Solomon definitely had him beat in terms of how wealthy he truly was.
They said he was
a
trillionaire.
Yeah, that he was a trillionaire for those times, so to speak. And so Solomon, man, he made a ton of money, very wealthy, very powerful. He lists all those things there in chapter 2, and what does he say? It was vanity, all is vanity. And so I think there are a lot of guys out there who have made a lot of money, they're able to spend on whatever they want. That doesn't necessarily make your life great. That doesn't necessarily just solve all your problems. That doesn't necessarily give you just the best life ever. And so I think you have to keep that perspective that there is a vanity and emptiness to just pursuing that above nothing else. And I've already brought up the last thing I've got on there. Like, if you neglect your family, neglect your spirituality, you neglect the kind of finer things in life, so to speak, for the pursuit of just more wealth, more, 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 climb corporate ladder higher, higher, higher. Yeah, you get there and there's an emptiness to it.
Yeah, because otherwise, no celebrities would be committing suicide. They wouldn't overdose on drugs. They wouldn't need all of those things because money would solve all their problems. Clearly, that's not the case. And how many of those do have neglected families? How many of those are the childless cat ladies and things like that where, great, they're rich, but what do you do with
good
it? Who do you pass
you.
It
yeah,
on to?
Exactly.
Like, where do you go from there? And they have no relationship with God because they've neglected their spirituality. And in pursuit of this wealth, this is very easy for guys to do where we forget everything that matters. Wealth has to have a purpose. It's a means to an end, not an end of itself. So what is the end that you're seeking? Hopefully it's to establish your family. It's to create independence for your family where you guys are able to do a few more things. Hopefully that's what you're pursuing, but it's an end in and of itself for people.
I think you should pursue God above all else. I think you should pursue purpose and kind of fulfillment in your in your work, I suppose, maybe second. And then third, what I'm saying is I think wealth should come alongside you pursuing your purpose. If you're just pursuing wealth and that's really all I want to do, I just really want to get rich, there's a lot of vanity to that. There's a lot of emptiness. Versus I really want to make a difference. I really want to be successful in the work environment. I want to have purpose. I want to do these things. I mean, that's what Joe does. Joe, I think, embodies that perfectly he wants to, with his therapy, he really wants to make a difference. He has purpose in that. And yeah, money comes along with that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if Joe is, honestly, I'm just in therapy for the money. That's really all I care about. There's going to be a vanity there. There's going to be an emptiness. Does that make sense? Is that a pretty good way to sum that up? Yeah, so those are basically my thoughts on that first principle. Again, there can be a lot of vanity and emptiness to pursuing great wealth. Joe, go ahead and get us to number 2. We spent a little bit of time on it, so we don't spend a ton of time here. But
yeah, so number 2. If you find yourself working hard and pursuing wealth only for the fancy toys, nice vacations, etc., you're probably falling into materialism. And I love that you added this point because I think this is key to the entire discussion. We've already discussed some of this, so we'll kind of go fast. But this is where a lot of young guys go wrong. They take their entire paycheck from McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or wherever they're working, Target, and hopefully not Target.
I was going to say, Target, maybe not.
Walmart, I guess. But, you know, you take your entire paycheck and it's always in pursuit of the next thing. I'm going to buy the newest PlayStation. I'm going to buy the Oculus. I'm going to buy the, you know, whatever it is. You always have to move on. And that's why you're spending your entire paycheck. no, that's where materialism really is coming in. You have to say, what's my goal in this? There ought to be some savings. Obviously, you're giving to God. It's okay to enjoy some of those things in the pursuit of that, but if the only thing that you're pursuing is, again, the fancy toys, the nice vacations, everything else, you're missing the point of how to use wealth. It's not just for good, you know, for fun things and for the materialism. It has to be something else. And that's the other question is, you know, what are your goals? What are your priorities?
Yeah.
You ought to have more priorities than that, because the other thing is, whether you're married or not, there's guys that go out and they blow their entire paycheck week after week after week. They got the newest, you know, the newest kicks like Nike, and it's, boy, you're walking in looking
clean. Nice clothes, all that.
Yeah, you're looking clean, looking fresh. That's great. You get married and you have $200 in your bank account, but boy, your closet looks stacked with Nikes. Like, right. Cool. Then what? Right now, you had these guys that spent all their money on, used to be like baseball cards. You get into marriage, and guess what ends up being the first thing to go when times get tough? You sell your 9,000 card collection so you can, you know, do whatever it may be.
Yeah.
It's okay to have some of those hobbies. Talking with a guy recently who's collected comics growing up. Good for him. He was able to sell it, make some profit, make a little bit of money. Good for him. I think that can be an investment that can help. But if all you're focusing on as a young man is the next thing, materialism, consider your priorities as you're going to be married, as you're going to need more money going forward.
I'm curious, Joe. I've got a question for you. I don't know if it fits better into the next principle or this one. I wanted to ask from a personal perspective, why do you pursue wealth? I can give my answer. I'll certainly give mine. So be thinking about yours. I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and give the third principle, and then we'll kind of hit that question. Like, why do you personally pursue wealth and pursue money? Because I think both of us would be lying if we said that we don't pursue that. We do. We pursue success, purpose in our work, but you know, the wealth that comes along with that. So this is the third principle. So let me refresh very quickly. Number one, there can be vanity and emptiness to pursuing great wealth. There absolutely can be. Number two, if you find yourself working hard or pursuing wealth only for the fancy toys, nice vacations, then you're probably falling into materialism. Number three, however, there is nothing wrong with working hard for things that you can enjoy. Nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong for working hard for things you can enjoy, because these things are a gift from God. And that is also in Ecclesiastes, where Solomon talks about the fruits of his labor.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Enjoying the things that God has blessed him with. And there is nothing wrong with that. That's an important principle that we have to understand. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go travel. There's nothing wrong with maybe wanting to buy a bigger house, maybe a nicer car. Again, it's, are you consumed by it? Are you obsessed with it? And so I put on here, there's nothing wrong with having these things in mind and hoping to one day be able to achieve them. Again, the example of me and my wife and I wanting to build a nice house one day.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with us wanting to maybe be able to go on a nice vacation. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of examples we could give, but I want to make sure that we say that there is a way that you can walk that balance without falling into materialism, but also I'd like to enjoy some nice things in life.
But again, your happiness is not dependent upon you getting there. You can enjoy life and you can take care of all of the other things, take care of your family and have a great family without the house.
Yep.
It is a great goal to work toward. There's no problem with you working toward a house or a nice car, whatever it may be. But along the way, there are other obligations, priorities, goals, things like that. So it can be great, but that's not where you derive happiness and peace and sense of self-worth. And that's really what you see, again, going back to the beginning, as we talk Andrew Tate and the guys like that.
Their self-worth is
so often tied in the materialism, what they have. It's that bumper sticker, he who dies with the most things wins, or something like that. Like, wins what? You see, they walk into the tombs of the pharaohs and you got all this junk in the tombs, and it's like, boy, that really helped them. You know, they took all this gold and everything else into the tomb with them. They all died with incredible amounts of wealth. So what?
The honest bumper sticker would be, he who dies with the most things ties with everybody else that's ever lived.
That's like, exactly it.
That's what it actually is.
Can't take it with you. And God really doesn't care. God does not discriminate when you get to heaven. Oh, you're really rich. Okay, well, I'll give you a pass.
Here's your special spot in heaven.
Right, no. But it is okay to pursue those things, to eat, drink, and be merry, as you know, they talk about just enjoying the time with your family and enjoying your vacations and enjoying the nice stuff that you have. A tip that I would give people is save money for the things you genuinely want. Materialism goes astray because I want this and I want this and I want this and I want this.
So it's just money, money.
So it's just money all the time. If you have more wants, I would say if there are more than like three wants on your list at a time, this is just, I don't know, as I'm thinking out loud.
Sure, yeah.
If you have more than like three major wants at a time,
check yourself a little bit
and see if it's materialism, right? It may be, my wife and I, we just bought a shed. That has been on my list, and there's a lot of things that goes along with decking out an office shed. So yeah, there's some things on the list there. But by and large, it's like, this is the one thing that I want. It's not going to create happiness. It's just going to help. Can I be happy and go for months without buying anything else? Yeah, I think I can. There may be things that pop up here or there, but you shouldn't have your house full of junk, of items that you bought that you used once or twice.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you do see that with a lot of people where it's all this stuff, and you're like, man, that's thousands of dollars that get you nowhere. So just
women get into this too, like Amazon shopping of like click, 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 purchase, 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 purchase. And, you know, guys can too, but it's like, then it gets there and it's like, awesome. Next thing, you know? So
yeah, exactly.
All right. So I'm going to answer my own question here, Joe. And then, well, I guess let me get into this last thing. I put on the bottom of the outline, and I've been really big about this lately. I preached a lesson on there are two lessons, I guess, recently on money at our home congregation. Really into this idea of stewardship. The question you have to ask in this whole discussion, anytime money is brought up, is what kind of steward are you being with what God has blessed you with? That, to me, you have to answer that question in light of this materialism pursuit of wealth discussion, is what kind of steward are you being with what God has blessed you with? Financially, if God has blessed you with the ability to make a lot of money, what are you doing with that? Mm. Are you just frivolously spending it on whatever you want because you want to enjoy it? You're probably not being a great steward. It doesn't mean you can't buy some nice things here and there, but like, again, if all of your... if you're making a lot of money and it's all going to 6-7 vacations a year and a really, really nice cars and let me upgrade my house, and maybe you're not giving to God as much as you should, maybe you're not helping other people, being generous, like, it's not great stewardship. Same thing with, you know, just anything in life, your home, your family. Like, God has blessed us with so much, and we have to keep in perspective, what kind of steward am I being with what God has blessed me with? With, again, the income I've been given, the home I've been given, whatever it is. And so I just put that on there because I think that's an important discussion, or I guess framework, to view things through, is what kind of steward am I being with what God has given me? Am I being a good steward? It's the parable of the talents, right? 5, 2, 1, the one guy buried his talent to do anything with it. Bad steward. He's being a bad steward. Okay. Let me ask that question. I'll answer my own here.
Okay.
Of why do I pursue wealth personally? And for me, there is an element of like, man, it would really be nice to go out to eat a little bit more without having to really think twice about it, go to play golf more without having to think twice about it, you know, vacation, that kind of thing. But really, for me personally, the main driver of why I pursue making money, hopefully one day making a lot of money, is because I really want my time to be more freed up to be spent with my family.
Mm.
And that might sound like a very cliche thing, but I do hate right now that I don't get a ton of time with my wife and my two kids. Jackson, Brooklyn. Jackson's 3. Brooklyn is 1.5. And the joy that they get when I come home to more work that I have to do, or come home to only leave a few hours later to, you know, go to bed and then get up and leave the next morning. I don't like that right now. And I understand that's the part of life I'm in. Like, I'm not complaining by any means, but I would love to get to a point one day where I don't have to work 55, 60 hours a week and not be able to spend the time with them that I want to spend. I want to be involved in their homeschooling a good bit, obviously involved in their spiritual development, also just their personal development of growing into being good human beings and hard workers and all that. And that's going to take time and investment that, honestly, if it was right now, I feel like I wouldn't have the time to do. And so that's really one of the big reasons I do, is because I want to spend more time with them. I want to be able to, again, yeah, just be involved in their homeschooling, be involved in all these things kind of the just working that I have right now is keeping me from a little bit. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
a big, that's, and again, like I said, I do want to enjoy some nice things. I want to be able to pay cash for new cars. I want to be able to, you know, buy the new house or whatever. But that'd be my answer. What about you?
Will took the good answer. no, I was thinking, man, this hits me between the eyes. I think growing up, or at least for the last, probably when I first got married, having fun. Like, I wanted to be able to have fun.
Yeah.
That has changed and shifted to, as dumb as this may sound, and I'm big on don't run away, but run too. I don't want to go broke. I think it's stability.
Stability.
So my dad owned a business growing up. My dad did very well for himself. We were also one call away from OSHA. He did underground water and sewer. One call from OSHA and you're out of business. And there were scrapes along the way that it's like, this is not looking good. And times where you're thinking, we're going to lose it all. And times where they almost did lose it all. I mean, right around the time I was born, like HUD's measuring my parents' house as they're going to get it repossessed type of thing. It was very serious. There were those times where it's just not always sunshine and daisies and things aren't always great. Very unstable, up and down. And I realize in my wealth, like what I'm trying to do in pursuing wealth, is
a foundation of stability.
Create stability where we don't have the ups and downs of we're going out of business every day.
Makes sense.
And so, yeah, though my parents did not, he sold his business, doing very well for himself. Very proud of the work that they did and owned a you know, Denver establishment for 38 years. That's fantastic, but that there were a lot of ups and downs, and wealth to me means stability more than anything else. And I see the stability they have now that they've sold the business and done well. That's what I want, is the pursuit of, I don't even need to own all the nicest things. Really, it's just, can I live comfortably and be stable where I'm not worried about going out of business every day?
Yeah. So, I mean, notice neither one of us said, man, I just really want to go get a Lamborghini. I really want to, like,
I like nice things.
That's why I asked that question, is I think it's okay to pursue wealth based on what reasons are you doing it for?
Yeah.
Is it so you can just lavishly spend? You're probably falling into materialism. Is it so that you can be financially stable for your family, so that you can spend more time with your family? Like, I'm not trying to say, oh, well, our reasons for pursuing wealth are great, but I think there are okay and acceptable reasons that don't fall into materialism. So I don't know. I hope this episode was really was helpful for guys, because money is on guys' mind, especially if you're in the, you know, lower 20s as opposed to the teens right now. You're thinking about it a lot because you're trying to, you know, start your career, maybe start your family. Like, it's a big concern. And that was the other thing, too, is I've never wanted my wife to be able to have to work.
Yeah.
Never want her to have to work. And so that does take more working hours, more different sources of income. That's an important goal, I think, is to make sure that your wife never has to work.
And as we look to wrap up, if you are materialistic, if you look around and go, man, I got a lot, you know, I really want a lot or whatever it is, and you find yourself materialistic, ask yourself why. What does this represent? What does all of this represent to me? Maybe having things represents stability. Maybe it represents status. Maybe it represents, I don't know, feeling good amongst your friends, or feeling like you're not a loser, or whatever it may be. Like, what does it represent to you? And try to work through that, because materialism can't give you any of those things. Again, I like my nice stuff just as much as the next guy. But at the end of the day, if all you're pursuing is the next thing, it matters way more than just the thing itself. Yeah, it is representing something to you, and it's very good to figure out what that is. But unless we have anything else, I think we're going to wrap here. Hopefully this is a helpful discussion to you. Hopefully this has made sense as we talk about it. It can sound almost contradictory.
Very nuanced. It's a very nuanced discussion.
It's nuanced. Like I said, it's a thin line. We're trying to walk that. This is something that all guys have to walk. Yes, pursue wealth. Yes, create stability for your family. Have time to spend with your family. Create a good retirement. All of those things are great. Be very careful as a godly young man to not fall into the sin and into the temptation of materialism. But this has been episode 91 of the Godly Young Man podcast. We will talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening.